Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
I've got a very special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here, for the fans to actually get to meet you through all, they just have you on the show and just your energy and all your brilliant, just everything. We're just excited. Finally.
Yes.
So listen.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with, and everything that you're about. And yes. I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org, for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Enon. He's been on our show many, many times from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, BOBSA.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected with Mr. Sam Enon and BOBSA.org. So Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been, and your connection with Bob? So let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But, yes, how
first
did the connection
I want to say, absolutely, thank you. And it's an honor to be on to share with the audience. And thank God for Sam. I met Sam many, many years ago when he started BOBSA in the Bay Area. And I became a part, and then people get busy and, drop out, which was a bad mistake, because this being with BOBSA is so awesome. So we reconnected recently, and we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave BOBSA again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're going to hold Gigi to that. We really are. Which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And wait till Sam. I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as you said, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area. In San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, up north,
yeah,
right?
We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward, Fremont. It just goes on and on. Yes. I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you've got to tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients and had to refer them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always you know, see a dermatologist. If the hair is going to grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady loses her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment methods to attach their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I secondly carry the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. You know, we're gifted out here, and we can attach, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As we embark upon probably our most critical and important 100 shows, we begin our countdown to literally hitting 1,000 episodes of the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. It is a constant reminder that we can do anything we want, as long as we put our minds to it. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for supporting. Thank you throughout the time that you've helped us to get here. So let this just be that little thank you. Just something to say how how much we appreciate you. On that note.
One of the things I want to do with the veterans is I want to go out into the community and I want to help more veterans, especially a lot of our veterans that unfortunately are homeless or they have some other issues that no one has reached out to them. That's one of my goals, is I want to reach out to veterans like that. Because many times I see that those are the veterans that actually have disabilities, and no one has reached out to them to help them. Many times, a lot of those veterans don't have to be homeless because they have disabilities that can be rated by the VA, and they could also fit into a lot of government programs that are geared towards veterans. I just want to go and get the word out to those veterans so that we can have less homeless veterans on the streets and in shelters. And we can do what we're supposed to do as a military community. We can help our other veterans. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what's in store for me.
For me, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women. It's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community. Be of service to people, because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded. When you are of service to other people, it will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
I can see you on me too. treat you right, here is where you wanna be. I know them other guys, they've been talking about the way I do what I do. They heard I was good, they wanna see if it's true. They know you're the one I wanna give it to. I can see you want me too.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
My very special guest, Mark David Carter. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yes. Well, Mark, first we have got to get in. You have a huge show coming to my neck of the woods here in Brooklyn, New York. So I want to talk about all of that. First, tell everybody what this show is and what it's all about, and just take it away. Mark David Carter.
Well, on Sunday, November 26th, we have Natural Hair Fest New York, and it is a celebration of natural hair and natural beauty that will be taking place in the center of downtown Brooklyn at the Sheraton, right around the street from Macy's.
Yes. Now, what are you looking to accomplish? Yes.
Well, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner might be over by that time, and the Black Friday sales may have happened too, but we'll still be keeping it rolling with our Holiday Gift Expo in coordination with live entertainment, classes, and discussions on natural hair care. And we're also having the Afro INTL Fashion Show.
Wow. And tell us about it, Mark.
Well, with the Afro INTL, we have maybe four fashion designers that we'll be featuring. Mike Sela, Lord Proverbs,
Illmatic Screens, Ocean Designs, as well as Virginia Cappy Collection.
Oh, wow. Now, this sounds to me like an all-day type of an event.
Absolutely.
So folks are getting their money's worth, please.
Okay, well, we have two separate events taking place. So our daytime event is from 10 a.m. to 6. And during the 10 a.m. to 6 hour, we're going to have Natural Hair Fest. And so if you want to come down, every hour on the hour, we have a class or a discussion taking place at 10 a.m. You know, of course, we're going to have the Hair Radio Show taking place with Carrie Hines live broadcast
so
and podcasting.
It's going to be great.
And then in addition to that, we also have a young lady named PJ who will be doing a session on natural spiritual lifestyle choices. And we also have
natural spiritual lifestyle choices. That sounds interesting.
Yes, because, you know, once you opt into a natural lifestyle, it's a variety of choices and directions that you want to go in. And what happens is it influences your whole life. And that's why we call it a lifestyle choice. It's almost like incorporating fitness into your life. There's some changes that you have to make in order to work out. So it's the same with natural hair care.
You said her name is PJ?
Yes, PJ.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Natural spiritual lifestyle choices. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, go right ahead.
And then we have Kelly Wilford. Kelly is the curl activator, and she's going to be teaching her coaching. She's going to be doing her coaching and teaching people how to get the best results from their curl pattern. And Kelly Wilford,
so she's a real
her
life
hair
curl
is,
activator. That used to be on the bottle years ago. Do they still have that out there? Wow.
She does curl activating and curl cultivation because oftentimes people who have curly hair don't necessarily know how to properly define hair. And then she also has a theory about feeding the hair. And so all of these things are going to be discussed in her class. And then we're going to have one of your previous special guests on your program, Tara Gregory, who is a trichology coach. Tara will be speaking about hair and scalp disorders, and she'll also have an opportunity to actually do a scalp analysis on site. And one of the things that are also going to be taking place is that people will be able to have a consultation conducted that will give them an idea of, you know, where their hair and scalp actually lies as it relates to healthy hair care.
Yeah, she's going to be great. She's an awesome lady. Yeah, I'm looking forward to running into everybody. That's what these shows are all about. So I'm super excited. So that's the natural hair.
So, Carrie,
and
we want people
right
to
ahead.
Come out. We want people to come out and support. One of the ways that you can get tickets is by visiting us online at our website, naturalhairfest.com, and you can get tickets right now. We're offering our pre-Black Friday celebration, and so we have tickets discounted for members of the general public. Everyone is welcome. We even want the cosmetology side of the beauty industry to come out and celebrate natural hair and natural beauty with us. We want to bring this to a level of an ultimate networking opportunity for the beauty industry.
And also, I also would imagine, because it reminds me of the same kind of things we do at the Hair Radio Morning Show that you're familiar with, we try to bring everybody into the conversation. And I think that that's what, you know, your event reminds me of. I think everybody, you know, should be part of that conversation.
Well, Karen,
please go right ahead, Mark. Jump right on it.
One of the things that is taking place is that oftentimes I speak about how we have to pivot within our passion, and that is the theme of this event. Pivot within your passion.
May yes. I use
and
that?
So,
that was wonderful. Pivot within your passion.
And when you pivot within the passion, what I'm speaking of is actually Natural Hair Fest morphing into what I call cultural and multi-textural hair show.
I love it. I love it. And what is, does that mean that it is for all textured hair?
It's for all hair types.
I love
everyone
it.
Can come and benefit from the use of natural and organic or products that use natural and organic ingredients.
Absolutely, because what I hear, Mark, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear is that you're talking about healthy choices for hair and giving folks proper education. And
whether
that's what this screams out to me.
Whether you're relaxed, whether you're chemically treated in any way, keratin treated, or even if you have color, there are benefits that your hair can receive from the use of products with natural ingredients.
I agree 100%, of course. And we're going to talk about those natural ingredients at your show. I'm looking to head up a panel, and I'm looking forward to being one of those kickoff persons at your show. I've never been able to be a kickoff. No, because usually I get to come in much later when I do shows. So I'm looking forward to it because this is a new, you know, to getting up. I mean, I get up early anyway to do the radio show, so it's just a little different aspect of that. And this is something that is, to me, it's going to be super exciting, and I can't wait. So we're going to be turning it out.
With this being the Hair Radio Morning Show, we thought that it would be a great opportunity to take advantage of people being ready to come and take their seats at 9:30 so that they can prepare for our host, Kerry Hines, and his panelists as we discuss all of the wide array of things pertaining to the industry. And in addition to that, so that we can get into some of the juice of the trends that are taking place in our market as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited to have you as the host of our initial presentation at Natural Hair Fest on Sunday, November 26th at the Sheraton, Brooklyn.
Yes, Sheraton, Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. And, you know, just so that you guys know, I'm literally located, my studio here in New York for the Hair Radio Morning Show is about 25 minutes away, 30 minutes away at that. And so this is really great for me. And I've been blessed and fortunate to be part of many events. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited about being able to do a panel. And the big news that I have not shared that I'm so excited to tell you guys about today is that I will be recording some aspects of this that will later air on my Salon TV network. So I'm super excited about that. So we'll talk about that in days to come. The most important thing right now is to remind everybody about naturalhairfest.com. So I'm super excited about it. So, Mark,
And just so that you know, the Sheraton Brooklyn is located at 228 Duffield Street. And we're in the Metro Tech Ballroom, which is located on the lower level.
That's important. Okay, so you said 228 Duffield, correct? And in the
yes.
Metrotech Ballroom on the lower level.
Yes, right around the corner from Macy's.
Right, okay. Well, go to Macy's after you've left the big natural hair fest. Don't go before now. Go after
no,
this.
Not at all. I'm just saying the parade will be over. So come on down to Natural Hair Fest at the Sheraton Brooklyn. Yes,
exactly. Well, I'm super excited. Now, I want to talk about some of the other guests. You have mentioned so many wonderful folks, and you've got an array of folks who are going to be there. I know one of my colleagues and one of our industry colleagues, I should say, and also one of the performers out there, goes out. He's a well-known, established music artist, recording artist, with his wonderful way that he uses the rap lyrics and all of that. I'm super excited about him performing at the show. So I want to shout him out this morning, Mr. Kyle Knight. So
yes, Kyle Knight.
Yeah,
he'll
so
be in the house. And
awesome.
We'll also have some other artists as well included in our lineup. One
yes.
of the Afrobeat queens, her name is Queen Colors.
Queen
Colucci.
Colors.
Yes, she is going to be in the house. Not only that, we plan to have anywhere from 15 to 24 drummers from the group Batala New York. They're going to
wow.
come and play for us and perform for us. We also have Nubia, the MC, and we also have Dream Boys Entertainment. Joaquin, the comedian, will be performing.
Well,
Valencia.
I love this. Wow.
Takia.
Wow.
And we have Day Collective and Fifi Mars and L. Vale, all performing between the hours of 4 and 6 for our entertainment showcase Sunday, November 26th at the Sheraton Brooklyn, downtown.
Wow. Okay. That's the entertainment
yeah,
showcase.
Yeah, so
okay.
this will be the place to be in New York City.
Yes. Again, that's
Thanksgiving
Sunday,
weekend.
November 26th. Yes. So
yes,
you said after after you stuffed yourself with turkey, gobble on
yes.
over to this event. You don't want to miss it. Okay?
Yeah, because, you know, customarily, people don't have anything to do after they eat, you know. And so this event is family-oriented. Children
yes.
under age 12 are free of charge with admission. In addition to that, we also have some special promotions in place right now. If you basically go to naturalhairfest.com and click Get Tickets, the first three items that you will see is our consumer ticket, and we are running a friends and family promotion as well as a buy one, get one promotion. So you want to take advantage of these promotions right now because the tickets in advance are supposed to be $25 per person. And then tickets will be sold at the door, but you know how it is. There's more at the door.
There's always more at the door.
Yeah, so it's $35 at the door. So if you want to really get a deal right now, go to naturalhairfest.com. And buy your tickets now. Get the friends and family discount or get the BOGO, buy one, get one discount, or simply buy one ticket, consumer ticket for $10.
Wow. Well, I am really excited about this. It's something that we need to kind of put on out there, and I think this is going to be great. And we can't have enough events. And what I also love about what you're doing, again, my guest today, Mark David Carter, naturalhairfest.com, what I love about what you're doing is that you are also utilizing a lot of local talent. You know, I often do a bunch of shows, and usually I've been to many shows, and they have not used a lot of local talent. I'm always happy with however, you know, they put the presenters out there, but I love that you have tapped into what makes New York special.
I just wanted to also let you know that our talent curator, Queen Colors, she has a group called Blaze the Bike, BTM. And so I appreciate her for being able to help me assemble our lineup. And then I also appreciate you for introducing us to Kyle Knight, who will also be performing that evening at the Sheraton Brooklyn.
And I just got to say, Kyle has a wonderful, he has a couple songs out there. One, these are my two favorites as well, East Side, and then he has a huge record that has done very well about Malcolm X. And it's called Any Means Necessary. And so he's likely to perform those. And I just, you know, the people go crazy because his music is, anybody can relate to it. You know, it's not just like only for the TikTok generation. It's for everybody. And I love it. So it's inclusive.
Yes, indeed.
And that's, So hands will be in the air. And people will be moving around. That's all I'm going to say.
What's also a little unique is that we'll also have two book authors in the house as well. That will be on site for meet and greet and a book signing. Eartha will be there. And in addition to that, Flo will be there. Flo Anthony and...
Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard Flo's name in decades. I remember Flo used to do Black Elegance. You guys remember Flo. She's been on TV many, many times. I used to love Flo Anthony, and I'm looking forward to catching up with her. We have a mutual friend because she also was in that magazine space. And so I can't wait to talk to her as well.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, also she's in the ranking of a celebrity author, book author. So that's always wonderful.
To have. And she's legendary at this point. As far as I'm concerned, she's legendary. So I think this is, you know, you've got a great lineup. And this speaks to me, so I'm super excited about it. And like I said, we've got a lot of wonderful folks, and I know a lot of these people. I can't wait to see everybody. Wow.
Yes.
So
yes,
again,
indeed.
Yes, naturalhairfest.com. So the event is Sunday again, November 26th of 2023, downtown Brooklyn, New York. So very easy to get to, folks, if you're yes, go right ahead.
And another Eartha that's going to be with us, her name is Eartha, and she's Eartha Tone, and she has Eartha Tone Enterprises.
Mm.
Yes.
Eartha Tone.
And so she has a unique planner that helps anyone be able to put their lives into proper perspective. And inside the planner, there's so many different things that you can do to schedule yourself and plan for your future success. One of the things that she found is that a lot of people don't know how to plan. And, and so the planners are kind of like a unique thing that can be found at our Holiday Gift Expo, which is being set up to give people gift ideas that they can either buy for themselves or purchase for their loved ones.
that is amazing and a miracle all by itself in my book, because, again, folks are thinking about shopping. So save some of that Friday money until Sunday. And I think it'll be well worth it. Well, I mean, I got to speak real talk here, Mark David. Sorry,
well,
I got to speak real talk to folks. Okay? We want folks to support you.
Yes, indeed. And we look forward to just seeing everyone at the Sheraton Brooklyn on Sunday, November 26th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we're in the Metrotech on the mezzanine level. Downtown Brooklyn. Guess
okay,
what? Also, yes, we're going to also have the Afro INTL, which is the second event that we'll be hosting for the day. And that is a fashion show that will take place from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Ooh, good. You're going to throw
it down. Yeah, we have four fashion designers that are really excellent. We also have another young lady who has acquired a celebrity's African wardrobe, and she'll be featuring those pieces as well. And in addition to that, last year's show we featured eight fashion designers. We had 35 models. And in addition to that, we also have photographers, and it was just, once again, this is the ultimate networking opportunity for the beauty industry under the auspices of natural hair and natural beauty.
Well, I think this is going to be fabulous. Listen, folks, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And my very special guest, you guys know him. He's been with us many times right here on our broadcast. And this is a very, very special guest who's joining us again today, Mr. Mark David Carter. And again, naturalhairfest.com. We're super excited about this event. And, Mark, I just got to say, what do you want the takeaway to be for your event? It sounds like it's wonderful across the board. You've got a lot going on. What do you want the takeaway to be?
Well, Carrie, to be honest with you, this is my passion. And one of the reasons it's my passion is because my platform is elevative. And so what it means to have an elevative platform is that anyone who attends this event, that there are going to be many takeaways that they'll be able to gain from participating in our activities throughout the day. One of the main things that I know is a benefit for people who attend the event is the connections that they make with members of the natural hair community and the general public. You never know if you're trying to develop your own natural hair care product line, you can meet someone that can give you some insights about how to take those steps to taking your vision into a reality.
Yes, that's one of my specialties. So for folks who are coming out early, I'm looking forward to it.
We also plan to have students from Empire Beauty School present who may be participating in a wide variety of ways, whether it be helping style the hair for the fashion show, showcasing mannequins that they actually designed in their classes and explaining to us what these particular hairstyles and what technique they use to create the hairstyle. Also, some of the students will be present for the hair radio show to participate in the discussion about things relevant to the natural hair community and the industry at large. Students also become the future of the beauty industry. We don't know who they will be in the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years. But I've seen it with my own eyes where people who were just in beauty school and just graduated, that they're now somewhere in the industry taking over.
And that's what I want to speak to, because it's our job. You know, I've been at this for many years, and I've always taken it very seriously about cultivating that next generation of folks who will be stepping into my shoes, your shoes, to continue, you know, making an impact in the industry. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that that's exciting. I want to make sure that we teach all that we know so that these folks can continue continue really in their own journey, but continue what we have begun. And I think that this event is going to definitely speak to that. So again, naturalhairsets.com, Mr. Mark David Carter, the man behind this incredible event. And again, you got some heavy hitters going to be at this event Sunday, November 26th.
And you know what? Some of the attendees may come and not even have a clue or idea, but they may even decide that they want to join into the industry as well and become a hairstylist, a platform artist, what have you. Another major takeaway is that you know, the pandemic has really dispersed members of the industry, and people have almost lost their passion. They've almost burned out with the profession. And so sometimes coming and networking and communicating with people who are still excited about what they do, it can reinvigorate the industry and reignite the passion in people who love what they do. And so that's another reason why it's important for people to attend Natural Hair Fest. I let people know the professional ticket is $35, Carrie. However, you know, professionals could also come like consumers. But I share with people it depends on how you take your business, how you treat your business in this industry. If you treat it like a hustle and you want to sneak in for 10, come on out. But there are some people that recognize that as a professional, in order for me to be able to bring in professional talent to teach the professionals, that's gonna come with a little extra cost to it. And $35 isn't bad for a ticket.
Well, New York, no. Let me just tell you, that's a deal. That's a deal. I am a New Yorker, and I can tell you that that little amount is not much to pull together, and especially for what you're getting. Because you got to remember, it's about the value of what you're getting for that exchange. And what you have just filled out, you literally laid out all these ones. Listen, I usually charge more than that just to come meet me.
And the reason why I'm emphasizing it is because we need the community, the beauty industry, to come out in mass, to come out in full force for Natural Hair Fest New York, taking place Sunday, November 26th at the Sheraton Brooklyn downtown, Thanksgiving weekend. Come out. We're building this platform for you.
And again, you have the website. Please share again.
NaturalHairFest.com. Check it
out. Now, are you on any social media at all, Mark?
Yes, on Instagram, you can find me at Natural Hair Festival. And on Facebook, my main profile is Mark David Carter, but I'm also at Natural Hair Fest on social media as well, on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, you know, I'm out.
Okay. And you can always ask us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will point you the right direction if you need
it. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I'm excited. Yes. Now, we kick off at 10 o'clock. We're having our panel discussion. I will be one of those folks out there doing that at Mark's event, so I'm looking forward to it. Again, I'm bringing Brooklyn style right into the place. I'm bringing it right there. So we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be live. We want audience participation, and
yes,
we just want to celebrate natural hair and natural beauty along with you and your wonderful program that you've held for years, the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate that. Yeah, we are celebrating so many milestones that it's too many to literally list. But the Hair Radio Morning Show itself is about 28, and our morning edition is 9 years old, and we just did our 900, a little over 900 shows. So this is a great way to celebrate, like you said. Really,
yes,
there's no better word.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been incredible. I'm looking forward to talking about my journey, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot because, like you said, the folks can learn. And I mean, I cover every little aspect of the industry as well. So this is
well
worth the ticket.
Yeah, and we slated maybe three main topics of discussion, one which was the Crown Act law, and then the second was, you know, hair discrimination. And we also wanted to get into some of the trends of the beauty industry, some of the major trends in natural hair and hair at large. And just to, you know, and also we might get a little gossip out there that's taking place on the salon level or out there in the beauty industry.
Yes. Well, all those topics are in my of course. They're all in
your
repertoire. Yes, of course. Being on the Hair Radio Morning Show, those are the topics that drive public interest in this industry. They're always fashionable for the hair community. Because it's about, again, I keep coming back to this with your event, and that's education. On top of all of the beauty and fashion and the beautiful glitz and the wonderful cute folks and all that, it's about education. And you've given me a chance to broadcast and to put together, a podcast there and to talk about, have a little panel group. And I've got a lot to say on the Crown Act. I've got a lot to say about hair discrimination. I've got a lot to say about trends in the industry. These are things that
I don't forget
about all the time.
And don't forget the current class action lawsuit taking place with the chemical relaxers that have the ingredient formaldehyde.
Right, but I was going to say literally which one. I had to be quiet and listen because you're right. There's that one, and plus there are a few things out there that are pertinent to the industry. And so I've had them on our show. I've literally had the attorneys who handle a lot of those class action suits on our broadcast talking about it, in addition to us, you know, heading the charge on this as well. And it's, you know, way back when it first, the National Institutes of Health released this report back in October of 2022, we talked about this at large. And then now it's made big news again because of the way that the United States federal government literally is looking into banning a lot of the unhealthy ingredients, obviously, that are in a lot of these products. So we're still in the midst of all of this, This is not over yet. So this is why I want you to come out to this event. I want you to be ready because we're going to break it on down. So,
yes,
Mark,
indeed.
I'm excited. Can't you tell? What did you
okay.
say? Pivot within my passion?
Yes, pivot within your passion. And that theme, what it really means is that after this pandemic has taken place, wherever you find yourself, because the pandemic was something that was truly unexpected. And, you know, the government is telling people to get back to business. And, you know, people have done that. And what getting back to business really means is that you're encountering bills on a day-to-day basis to operate your business. But what the government didn't say is that, you know, inflation is taking place and the onset of a potential recession. And so, you know, the customers, maybe they haven't got the message that we're back to business as normal because the spending with our businesses, it has changed. It has transformed. And so now that is why it's so essential for us to pivot within our passions. Because we have to find ways to get things back with the way
absolutely.
They used to be.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing just that. Let me be the first to say. Again, my very special guest is Mark David Carter. Again, naturalhairfest.com is the website. Big, big event happening again on Sunday, November 26, 2023. And I love this. Your hours, again, you've got several things going pretty much all day. So go to the website. But 10 a.m. is the kickoff time, right, for the education part, which I'm loving this whole idea. So this
yes,
is going to be
Yes, and the Hair Radio live broadcasting where people
awesome.
Can be a part of our live studio audience for the Hair Radio show.
Yes, I'm excited about it, all of the above. And so
this is
the very first step, folks. And again, like Mark said, we have to support one another. This is what it's all about. We have to. This is how we can do more shows and bring you more information. And really, you know, and like I said, you're going in. You've got a lot of heavy hitters who are going to be there. You have entertainment coming up, like in the mid portion of the day, it seems like. And then on with your fashion kickoff at 7 p.m. So I'm like super excited. You mentioned four designers. And I think a couple of them, I've heard these names before. Can you give us a breakdown? Because that's 7 p.m. That is going to be fabulous.
Okay. Well, we have Mike Sela from Paris, France. And then we have Oshun Design. Oshun originates from London. Her name is Dalali Haliga. And pretty much we also have from Philadelphia, Lord Proverbs Illmatic Scream. He does futuristic cosplay-oriented fashions that are so nice. He was our featured designer last year, INTL Fashion Show. And in addition to that, we have Virginia Cathy Collection. Virginia couldn't participate last year because of COVID-19, but she's going to be with us here in 2023.
So she's made a big recovery in all that. Wow.
Oh,
good.
Yes, indeed. So she's right back with us this year, bringing the Virginia Cathy Collection. Also, our show curator, Kat Schuler. Catherine Schuler is going to be in the house with her team. And last week, just this past Friday, Kat conducted the model call and the model casting at Greek from Greece in the Soho area of Manhattan. And so if anybody is interested in modeling, give us a call at 240-646-4819, direct And also, if you're a performer or a spoken word artist, give us a call. That number again, 240-646-4819.
All right. My guest again, Mark David Carter, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are so excited. Again, naturalhairfest.com. You got to go to that website. Check it out. Again, super, super big. We're going to have so much fun. So, again, that's Sunday. I'm looking Sunday, November 26, 2023, after I've pushed away the leftover turkey. And mine will be deep fried, of course. I'm going to be having some pies, and Patty may have to come and bake at my house.
You got the Patty LaBelle. Oh,
we got the recipe. We got the internet version of the recipe.
Carrie, have you heard? They got the security tags on the chitlins in the grocery store.
Let me tell you guys out there, I grew up with that stuff. I loved, you know, my mom used to make all that when I was a little kid, and I've never cooked it myself or anything like that. But when I go, speaking of Manhattan and Harlem and New York City, I go up to Harlem to Sylvia's and get all that kind of stuff there, and it is just delicious. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's all I can say. This is going to be a lot of fun. Again, guys, I just want to tell Mark, thank you for always taking the time to join me here. Again, my guest, Mark David Carter, the man behind
this
incredible
It's my pleasure.
You're doing
thank
a great
so
job.
Much.
And you always come through for us. And I appreciate it. Again, your website, Mark. Give us the website. Give us one
The website
final
is naturalhairfest.com. And we'll be holding Natural Hair Fest at the Sheraton, Brooklyn, downtown, located at 228 Duffield Street in downtown Brooklyn. And we're on the lower level or the mezzanine level in the Metro Tech Ballroom. We're going to have a holiday gift expo with almost 30 vendors that will have wonderful items for you to choose from. One of the biggest reasons why people come to Natural Hair Fest is to see what we have. Okay? So come on out.
I was about to say, they'll be
New
able
York
to.
City and yeah. celebrate with us.
I think this is going to be great because folks can pick up those last deals. You know that folks at this event are going to have, you know, different types of things, and I'm sure they'll be able to make some deals and things like that. So come out, bring a few dollars with you, and just enjoy yourself. I really do. I think that this is going to be nice. Support this event, folks. Okay. I mean, I have to tell you, and not just that, I get an opportunity to come and be part of this. Mark David Carter so graciously invited me to be part of this, but also because I believe in supporting our community. We want this industry to persevere. Well, this is
yes.
how you do that.
And I appreciate you for having me on the Hair Radio Show. Thank you so much, and keep doing the wonderful work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, folks, you heard it all in that note. Mark, before we let you go, is there anybody that you want to shout out to before we say goodbye today?
I just want to shout out to Eartha Tone of Eartha Tone Enterprises, who was so wonderful in executing the official press release for Natural Hair Fest New York taking place on Sunday, November 26th at the Sheraton, Brooklyn. Thanks, Eartha Tone.
All right. And on that note, I must, again, Mark David Carter, please check out this event. We expect to see you. Mark, great job
okay.
today. Awesome job.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right. Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So today's topic talk with Siobhan DeSeer and Kara Hines is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first of all, Siobhan DeSeer, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow?
Yeah, you
is
know,
that
honestly,
all that you're
I think
looking for at that moment?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want to, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely, now the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques, or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down and you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked, you know? So these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat or maybe even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes. Okay, you say you have a Shockwave. Which one are you using?
I have my own, and plus I have a Durex, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment, then we can get back to that, but what's the importance of a satin-type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it, because a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't even realize, because that traction that happens naturally when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So I'm all in.
And let me tell you, Carrie, is something, because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some people might be listening and hearing, okay, well, the pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you
not
have to try to hold on.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm. Siobhan DeSia, you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call it 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Because the,
when you,
yeah.
Go ahead, Siobhan, please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out, so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare? Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both, because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on, so I'll know what type of style we're doing, so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan DeSia, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream, they're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is, it depends on your hair texture, keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And moisturize,
depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different, so it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day.
Mm.
So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. You know, so
I'm loving
good
it.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Tafia, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge. And we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem. And I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media. And why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks
sure.
who are in this neck of the
yes.
woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com. Rootsrocksalon.com.
Yes. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S. rocksalon.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Tafia. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So
yeah.
Talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologists. Probably 98% are not at YouTube University. They're just going in, okay, with
yeah,
all kinds
yeah.
of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How
you
do
know,
you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's their, what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, so it's good to be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk about Dr. Obeng. But, yeah, you don't want them to need Dr. Obeng, who is the one who rescued Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
So it's okay to look and see what's going on, and you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way and just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
well,
a
listen,
difference?
It does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary, sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing factors.
Eating and water.
Yes. Lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have endless benefits. And most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this. Okay. This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Siobhan Tafia every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how
they can promotions? Let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
I think you should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
Okay. So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate that,
and it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me, but for everyone, you know, that this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to
see. Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions. And I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades, wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back then, you might have had a, I don't know, what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
I forgot that. You really go in.
right. I'm telling them myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So, you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak, I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, you know, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, and the Internet. When the Internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the Internet, I agree with you, but more specifically social media. Because first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time, per se. So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays, you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information, and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Siobhan is here, a root
Absolutely. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan Desir, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were, and it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side, you know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there anything that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that may be social media. I believe that that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode, I think is still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think things like facial recognition, all these other AI type things are going to play into. Technology is going to be more so incorporated into the haircare process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, you be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world, and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan DeSia, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com, and I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon, and for the pro side as well. Siobhan DeSia is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing, also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
And I'm Siobhan DeSia. Thank you for listening to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan DeSia with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job, Siobhan DeSia. Roots Rock.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning. It's November 17th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us, literally mid-show. It's about 7:32. If you're on the East Coast, 6:32 if you're out in a central time zone location. Listen, it's great to be with you, really. I've been enjoying the broadcast. We have so much to talk about today. Let me bring to the line my co-host, co-star. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show out of bustling Virginia. And it's great to have him with us. Michael, official live morning mid-show, all that. Happy Friday, Fan Day Friday, and everything else. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jeff, super fantastic, Kerry Hines. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a great show so far. This has been a great show.
I think so. It has. Want to just say this is just so much going on, Michael, that I had to be here today. First of all, we have one more show, which we're going to do live on Tuesday, the 21st of November. Then we're off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Got to cook our own turkey. And we back on Tuesday the 28th. Wednesday the 29th, we'll have a whole wrap-up of what's going on and really getting back into the groove. So we'll talk more about our schedule in just a bit. But, yeah, how are you doing down there? How's the weather today in beautiful Spotsylvania?
It is nice and sunny down here in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. A little cold.
Okay.
But it's supposed to warm up. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Wow.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're in the 60s. I'm thrilled because it is November.
Oh, that's
folks,
good.
And the Northeast. So, yeah, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Michael, first of all, I want to say there was news that broke yesterday, and I was just blown away. First of all, I don't know if you guys heard the song we opened up with. I'll see if I can get it on in just a little bit. The singer Kathy, who this was my favorite. It was her biggest hit called Me and You. And used to love this song. You guys know her. She's an artist who was famously dating Sean Puffy Combs. Well, she's come out with this scathing accusation, if you will, that she was abused, allegedly abused and all this from every which way by this artist. By Sean Puffy Combs. And so it's a lot going on here. And so we're going to try to unpack this for you guys. And there's articles everywhere. You can turn it on the TV. Sean Puffy Combs is just one of several high, powerful entertainment moguls and folks out there in the industry who have been accused by individuals, you know, for this alleged behavior. And we are just going to kind of look at this. It's very, very sad that anyone, you know, could bring these types of allegations. And on the other side, he's also released a statement and pretty much saying this is a money grab. So we're going to talk about this. Like I said, we're going to unpack it in just a bit. But boy, oh boy, Michael, Was this kind of a little bit of a surprise or shock?
Oh yes, Kerry. It was for me when I yesterday when the news broke yesterday, and I was watching stream across the TV, and kind of unbelievable. And I've been following it, looking at, as you said, different articles and so forth, and no, I didn't see this with Sean. To me, he's more of a business guy. You know, over the years that he's evolved, and he's evolved into a businessman. So I didn't see this. Didn't see it
coming.
Well,
Michael, we are literally going to pick it apart in the next hour. It's our big talk coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Well, we're going to kind of go through this. We're going to read some of the things that are out there. They've covered this on the in all the major outlets, so you know it's out there. And we're going to be talking about this pattern that seems to have just kind of gripped the country and has, you know, we've got questions. Has this been going on? You know, what a lot of women are having to cope and deal with, and just to be famous. And, you know, and all this stuff that's done, look, you know, it just reminds me, not to link these things. There's no criminality in the Will Smith and Jada story, but to me, a lot of these stories are just, woof, what's going on? So we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
We're going to we're going to unpack this in the 8 o'clock hour. The entertainment community is just imploding. So we'll talk about that. So Michael Hopkins, on to some wonderful good stuff again in the first hour today. If you've been tuned in, you heard me talking with Mr. Mark David Cotter.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, Mark David Cotter. Mark David Carter, of course, is the man behind the Natural Hair Fest. You can go to naturalhairfest.com for all the details, but I'll be at this event coming up on Sunday, the 26th of November.
Very much
that's
so,
November,
Terry.
And 2023. So I'm so excited about it. And I'll be there about 10 o'clock in the morning if you guys want to come out and see me here in New York. It's in Brooklyn, New York, at the Sheraton, so downtown Brooklyn. So I'm excited about it. Again, go to naturalhairfest.com.
Terry, aren't you leading a discussion?
Yes, thank you, Michael, for mentioning that. I'm going to be, you've asked me to do some kind of broadcasting from the event, which we will. We're going to put together a show there. We're also going to have a panel discussion on some natural hair-related topics. Of course, I'm going to look at my cachet of hot things to be commenting about, whether it's industry-related or some kind of way. And we're going to be chatting about this. I'm going to see if I can get some folks to sit in on that panel discussion. We're going to be really kicking off his event, so I plan to bring the heat. That's 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's a Sunday morning, so I'll be up early. And we'll be making it happen. Now, we're going to do what's called the postmortem on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so a postmortem is going to, it's really like where you review after the fact. So we're going to keep talking about this event leading up to it on, again, Sunday, the 26th of November, 2023. And then once it happens, we're going to have an entire show on Wednesday, November 28th, that's talking about what happened at the Sunday show and great things that happened, highlights and memories and other folks who've been there and all this kind of stuff. So it's going to be a great week to celebrate Mark's event. So I'm real proud of it. And again, go to naturalhairfest.com for complete details.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so that should be really nice. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So, like I said, coming up, in fact, I'm going to tell folks, we are going to talk about this Kathy and Sean thing and join us in this live conversation. If I can get back onto the Facebook. Excuse me. I think I need a little bit of water. So, Mike, I'm going to have you talk a little bit about Vet Talk. Remind everybody about Vet Talk Radio in Season 3.
Wow, Season 3 with Vet Talk Radio. We're going to be doing some fantastic things. I've got some people lined up, you know, real vets with real stories about them and about the claims process and their ups, their downs. And it's very inspirational. Because I've had some wins just having people listen to Vet Talk Radio Show here at 8:30 on Tuesday. That's East Coast time, and 7:30 Central time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It has just been a fantastic ride. And this third season, we are just kicking it in high gear. So you don't want to miss anything that we're doing. And the show is not only just for veterans, everyone, also for people who are interested in helping veterans. A lot of people want to advocate for vets, but they don't know how. And we're here to show you, to coach you, to get you to understand how to advocate for veterans. That's one of the things we love to do here on Vet Talk Radio. We just love it. We love it. And I've had so many veterans come up to me, and they're just so excited with the show and the content that we cover and the education that they get from the show. They get educated. A lot of times as veterans, they get discouraged because, unfortunately, the way the system is set up, we don't get a lot of education coming out of the military talks about the claims process. So it's really going to be exciting.
We're excited, Carrie, to find out more.
Oh, yeah.
So this is to be awesome. All right, folks, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Friday morning, Friday, November 17th of 2023. It's our show number 921, as we broadcast live again with Mandy Friday. Happy to have you guys back. So listen, got a lot more to get into. Again, we're going to be unpacking all of this about the alleged abuse by Sean Puffy Combs with Kathy's girlfriend, I guess former girlfriend and an artist. And I think we'll take a little bit of a music break. I'm going to get her song on, a very passionate song, and we've got a great playlist still for the rest of the show. Everything from Keisha Cole and Dua Lipa and Mariah Carey and Kenny Rogers in the mix for today. So we want you guys to kind of keep it right here. Stay with us today. Michael, you have no idea why Kenny is on our playlist, do you?
Uh-oh. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You're not, well, the next hour, stay tuned, and you're going to find out exactly why we have Kenny Rogers being featured in our playlist. We love Kenny. And we miss him a great deal, and we'll talk about it. So you don't want to go anywhere. So right now is that Cassie, and just for those of you who forgot her music, I thought it would be a good idea for us to play it. Just a great song, and just one of my favorites, truly. And I love her as an artist. So we'll talk a little bit about it. But here's her song. We'll be right back. Michael, stay with us. We got a lot more to talk about with Vet Talk. So with us, folks.
Waiting for you to tell me you were ready.
said I'll treat you right. Here is where you wanna be. I know the other guys, they've been talking about the way I do what I do. They heard I was good, they wanna see if it's true. They know you're the one I wanna give it to. I can see you want me too.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Today I have a very special guest who's actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber. He's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the J-E-F-F.
No, that is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I wanted just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay, that does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself as you were saying that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course, and I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through, unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So, Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering and, you know, it, the business side, the financial side of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work, one of the things I really want to focus on as far as being a barber with your license is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create a business from your name. which would allow you to, if you had operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses, and also at the unemployment, because there were a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
They don't have a license to file taxes. Go ahead, please. That's important.
So with that, that is something that I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important, and it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side from the filings of all of that, and I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. Like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. For those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yes. Yes,
important,
yes.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barber Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's having a barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner, fair guy. So that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Deffin, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome. And we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, November 17th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us in our Spotlight Hour, which is from 8 to 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern, 7 to 8 if you are in the Central Time Zone. Now, just a reminder, we broadcast 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning. And today is no exception. Fridays, we usually do what's called Fan Day Friday. So I'm so happy to be kind of, you know, keep you guys informed today. Let me get back on with one of our great contributors to the show. You guys know him. He's been with us for hundreds of shows now at this point. Let me get on the line. You guys, he hosts his own Vet Talk radio show, his own program right here on our network every Tuesday at 8:30, which is really all about helping the veterans with their claims. Excuse me, the disabled veterans with their claims and all of that. So really good stuff, and he's been incredibly successful at it as an accredited claims agent. You guys heard from him a little while ago. Michael Hopkins, welcome back, and happy Spotlight Hour, the third hour. Yeah, Michael, I want to kind of get in a little bit. You know, we got on the Cassie song. We're going to talk about Sean Puffy Combs in just a little bit and all these allegations. But first, I wanted to just on a lighter note, I don't know if you recognize that song called Mary, Did You Know?
And it was sung by Carrie.
Legend. Really?
Oh, yeah. You can't help but know that song. That one's definitely associated with the holidays.
It is. And that's exactly where I'm going. You got it.
Yep.
And,
there you go.
When it comes, you know, for me, every year here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you know, that first sign of the holidays, which for me are Thanksgiving in November, Christmas in December, and January, it's New Year's Eve and, you know, all of that. So this is a holiday season for me. It's the trifecta of holidays, if you love holidays. And so I just love it. And Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, around the week of Thanksgiving, is when we kind of usher in our Christmas music, really. We began on the Heritage Moment Show to incorporate it. Although Mary, Did You Know is not necessarily a Christmas song. I do want to get that out there for folks. But it's associated with Christmas, and it's been sung by just about everybody, literally. The version I played is sung by the incredible country artists, two of the biggest of all time, the late Kenny Rogers, whose voice was just as crisp and immaculate as they get, and of course the powerful and successful Miss Wynonna from The Judds. So I just love it, love the song, and between that song and Mariah's, which is All I Want for Christmas, those are my season kickoff songs. Michael, do you have a season kickoff song?
I am so glad you asked that question, Gary Hines.
Something tells me he does, folks.
Oh, yeah. You, the way I know is the Christmas season, and this has been going on ever since I was a little kid. When I hear Nat King Cole, when he starts singing about those chestnuts and the open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose and tiny tots being aglow and kids from 1 to 92.
Okay, so that's the first song that you play each year to start the Christmas season?
Very, very much so. That's when it's Christmas for me.
And what about the missus, Michael? Which song is it that the missus likes
to hear each year?
Well, she's pretty much a jingle bells lady. When she hears that
really?
Jingle bells, oh, yeah.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you know the other one, I mean, it's been so many, but you know the other song that we really love, Carrie, believe it or not?
What's that?
From Charlie Brown. Christmas Time Is Here.
I don't know that one. You got to have to tell us. Hold on. What is it called again?
Christmas Time Is Here. It's, what is his name, Carrie? Robert.
I don't think I'm familiar
Robert
with that
the one. Robert the I cannot remember his name. He's a jazz. Well, I put it to you like this, everybody. The first animated feature for the Peanuts was the Christmas special. You remember
that,
Carrie?
When they brought that tree that was looked like it needed a lot of nerves.
That was, yeah, right.
Okay.
That was the Christmas special on CBS back in the day. Well,
wow.
We have a family
memory.
Tradition. My wife and I have a family tradition of watching that. I've been watching that since I was about 10 years old. So no matter where we are, what we do, we watch when that
That's
one comes on with Charlie Brown, a Charlie Brown Christmas, and they sing Christmas Time Is Here, and then the Lucy, what is it, Lucy and Linus, just about everybody knows that one. There's no words to it, but it's the piano playing with Lucy and Linus.
Okay, well, Michael, I didn't know you were a big Peanuts fan.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah. Charles Schulz? Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Okay. I know them. I know who a few of them are. I've seen it. You know, I like Snoopy. Who doesn't? But after Snoopy, I kind of fall off a little bit on that. But I do want to shout out Miss Jenna this morning, as always. So really good stuff, and that's nice you guys enjoy the holidays. Yeah, the jingle bells. I'm going to have to remember to remind her of that jingle bells. I don't even know how it goes, Michael. I think
jingle bells, all the way.
Okay, got it. Hey, let me just tell you. Yeah, really good stuff this morning. Now, for me, I also want to say, speaking of the holidays, we've got so much that we're going to be getting into over the next few weeks, and we have a strange schedule here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, as we always do around the holidays. Today, again, is Friday, the 17th of November, 2023, our show number 921. Now, next week, we're going to be broadcasting only on Tuesday. It's Thanksgiving week, and that is it for us. So if you miss Tuesday's show, you won't catch us live again until Tuesday, the 28th of November. So do understand that. We're going to be out and kind of off for about a week as we go and get our turkeys and finish our little Thanksgiving bacon and all that kind of stuff.
Michael.
We're going to talk about that because we've got a lot to share. We've got a lot to share, even though we have one more episode before Thanksgiving. We're going to be kicking that kind of talk off today as well.
So
really good stuff. I want to kind of take a moment. We're going to get into this, the allegations against Sean Puffy Combs by the performer Cassie. So we're going to talk about that and what she has alleged. At about 8:30 this morning, so coming up in about 18 minutes. First, I want to say How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and just a reminder, Michael, that my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, is out there, and I think I even have a theme for it, but the whole reason that this is important is because I want to take parts of the book, and I want to kind of cover that with you guys out there. And I think that that's important. I really do. I think it's important because there's so many aspects of that that I believe can help you with what you're doing. And one of the the pieces that always gets me, let me see, we have it already paper clipped here, because remember, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book is available on Amazon. It's available in every format. If you want an ebook, you can get an ebook. If you want a paperback that you can read and touch with your fingers, you can buy that, again, at Amazon. And if you're looking for the audiobook, well, that you got to come to us directly to get our audiobook. It's on a different platform. And the voice artist, Mr. D.B. Kelly, did such a great job. Just shouting him out this morning as well. But in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, I just love this because we're still talking about social media. And again, this book was originally written about 10 years ago. And so we're celebrating that. And it's been updated a couple times. But regarding social media platforms, it says it's important to have a presence. But if you're not going to keep the pages updated with fresh material or content, don't do it. It says, let's put a positive spin, register for all the social media platforms. Again, keep your pages fresh. And I look all over the internet for ideas and then find great posting from following so many individuals. It's the beast that keeps on feeding itself. Again, social media, written about in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So, Michael, how do you feel about that? And it's a struggle to keep putting out fresh content, is it not?
Oh, yes, very much so. You always have to, as an entrepreneur, you always have to keep abreast of everything that is going on around you. You always have to do that. We don't want to rest on our laurels. Now, do we care? We don't want to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. Read more about social media. I cover that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. Again, you can Google it. It's out there at Amazon. You can reach us out here directly at the Hair Radio Studio. We're happy to help you. That's no problem. Our phone number is there. Just go to our website for the magazine, which is afrolockmagazine.com. Again, it's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, afrolockmagazine.com, and we will, our phone number's right there. You can call us, and we will get you your copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, any which way, on whatever platform you'd like. You know, so really good stuff, and we're going to be doing these tidbits and helpful pieces and excerpts from How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. So I just wanted to go ahead and get that on out there, Mr. Michael. Now, you know, back to the holiday talk. Have you guys done your Thanksgiving shopping yet, Michael? Have you bought your turkey? Any of that good stuff?
Oh, well, actually, Carrie, now that you're speaking about turkey, we are going to take a trip to go see our grandchildren in Maryland for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you're traveling from Spotsylvania, Virginia, which is where you guys are located, to Virginia?
We're going up to Maryland.
I was going to say,
Montgomery
aren't
you County,
in Virginia? To Maryland.
Yeah, which is kind of northern. It's kind of north for us, and it's going to be an entertaining trip. Usually it takes about an hour and a half, depending upon the traffic. And then when we get up there, you know, it's so much fun because we get to see how they've grown and matured since the last time we saw them. And everybody is celebrating something. Everybody has a story to tell, even the littlest one. So I'm looking forward to it. Oh that's my daughter's four children. My oldest though.
Wow.
And I have three daughters.
That I can see some great pictures at that time, Michael Hopkins.
Oh yeah, so, all night and all day, Carrie. I'll be warming up both phones that I have. I might even take three.
Well, there you go. No, really good stuff. I think that is really nice. What am I doing, did you say, Michael?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask you. What the world is Carrie Hines doing for the holidays?
Well, listen, you know, I'm always excited for the holidays. Folks also think that, well, if you're single, then how, you know, you must not celebrate the holidays. That's what folks sometimes think. I look at the holidays with a great rejoicing type attitude. It's some very big celebration for me here. I decorate the house. I cook my own food. I love the peace and quietude. I'm able to work on all kinds of projects that I can never get to. No one's calling, so it's really quite delicious. And when I feel like, oh, hold it, I want to have a little conversation, I call up Michael Hopkins and bug bug the Hopkins for a little bit. But no, I plan on really just focusing on myself. I will reach out to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving through social media, my family and friends through social media, and then just kind of keep it moving. Now, my family, we have a big celebration. I don't usually travel there. Speaking of Virginia, it's in Virginia. They have a hotel that they rent, the whole hotel, and my family all have rooms in the hotel, and they kind of get together and celebrate everything, which is absolutely amazing. I have not been to any of the celebrations, but maybe I'll get a chance to go next year. And so I'm always, God willing, so I'm always excited about that. So good stuff. Now, yes, Michael, so listen again. We're going to unpack all of this about Sean Buffy Combs the allegations that Cassie, the music singer, the artist is making. We're going to get into that again coming up in the last half hour of the program today at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just happy to have you guys with us, really. Want to remind everybody, Michael, folks have been asking about AfroLux Magazine and the Salon TV Network. So I want to give you guys updates on these because you can only get these updates from Kara Hines. So
Very much so.
Kind of take a moment, right, to tell you what's going on. So AfroLux Magazine, we're going to get into that, but we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. So we got a few updates. So stay with us, folks. We've got more to come. I want to thank the folks at Rugged Evolution for sponsoring this part of our broadcast. Take a look.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because it's the proximity that has power over them instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
enough
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally...
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
Yeah, we're going to check and see what we need to kind of fix there, and we're going to get it going. Again, we've taken a little bit of a commercial break this morning, and we've got a lot more to get into, as we said, coming up at 8:30.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, all of that talk. I want to talk a little bit about his background and the ride, his meteoric ride to success in entertainment.
So.
But now he finds himself defending these allegations, you know, against them, and so just awful
right.
that were raised by Kathy. So we're going to find out what the story and get to the nitty gritty of all of this. So we're going to have you guys to just stay with us, and we're going to talk about it. So a lot more to come this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, we're taking a little bit of a commercial break again. We're going to try this again. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids, it's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, the ones with the beard. Do you want that beard tame? Do you want it shiny and well-groomed, not dusty or shaggy? Well, try this. Carapi Beard Oil.
Amen.
It's all natural. It's
stops breakage, it grows your beard and mustache. This even moisturizes your skin beneath. Did I mention that it smells amazing? Come on, I dare you to try it. You can find it with the Salon TV app or at Carapi.com. Did I mention that it smells amazing?
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, November 17, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8:34 in the morning, and as always, sometimes there's a little bit of a technical thing, you know, with the internet and with laptops and computers and all of that wonderful stuff.
If you should dial in and we're not here or go silent or anything that's crazy and off the wall, just simply hang up and dial back into the show. We're here. We usually know what's going on before you do, so please don't just sit there think, you know, because sometimes we'll cancel out a show, we'll restart it, and you'll be off sitting, you know, just waiting. So please hang up, call back in. We're usually here. Michael Hopkins, good to have you with us in the spotlight hour. And trying to get the conversation going this morning. Shocking allegations, literally, in the world of entertainment, and just so much going on. Again, yeah, we played the song a couple times by the music artist. You know her as Kathy, and she has my favorite melodic hit called Me and You. And so Callie is really accusing the singer, Sean Diddy Combs, of, I guess it's alleged, abuse, assault, and I mean some sordid details that you are going to have to go to the internet because I'm not repeating here. But just some incredible, awful things that this comes as a surprise. Not just something that we just did not expect this. And again, they have been a couple dating. Again, Sean is one of the recent entertainers being accused of alleged abuse. So folks are suing these individuals and Kathy, who that's her performing name, is alleged of years of abuse by Sean Puffy Combs. This is what she's saying. And we don't know. There are two sides to each story. We do want to say that Sean has issued a statement saying that essentially this is kind of like a money grab. You guys can Google all of that online. But Michael Hopkins, we kind of touched on it mid-show about an hour ago. What might you want to say about it right now?
Right. It's just it's just shocking, Karen. It really is. This is just, and it's been like a series of things like this with a lot of the entertainers that these allegations have come out. And like you said, there are two sides to a story. And we've only heard one side of the story. And I really can't wait to hear.
Well,
Puff
you know
Daddy,
what, you're
going to
get to this
right
now.
Can't,
because I'm going to cover this that the New York Times put online. And what they said, here's what they wrote. Sean Combs, the producer, music mogul, who's been one of the most famous names in hip-hop for decades, was sued in federal court on Thursday by Kathy. Now, she's an R&B singer once signed to his label who accused Mr. Combs of assault and repeated physical abuse over about, get this, 10 years. Now, in the lawsuit, of course, Kathy's real name is Cassandra Ventura, and she had long been Mr. Combs' romantic partner and says that not long after she met him in 2005, when she was just 19, he began a pattern of control and abuse. And she goes into great deal talking about all kinds of sordid and lurid details of their relationship that, again, Kathy alleges. So Sean has issued a statement through his attorneys, I'm sure, on this is, you know, denying all of this and kind of paints it as just something that she's looking for a payday. And all of that is out there on the internet. We're not telling you anything that you haven't heard on TV or seen over the news. I don't know. For me, I have to tell you, this was a surprise. I didn't anticipate this on one hand. But on the other hand, you know, and I think that
Michael, I think a lot of it has to do with being super successful on and to a degree,
right.
Because I think maybe you have this false, you know, this delusion of yourself that
right.
makes you think you know, because you know, in order for you to, you know, become a millionaire, you must be real smart and super this and that, and you can really figure things, you know, you have no real accountability. And we see that play out right in front of us every day with,
right.
you know, folks like the former president. So everybody's thinking that since there's no accountability, we might as well have all kinds of lawlessness. That's
yeah,
one of the problems when you have discounted the structure that you should have in place, that you don't follow the rules for everybody, that you only make it so the poor and marginalized have to deal with the realities of your legal
right.
system and not those who you know, do a lot of white collar crime, as they say.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah, this is huge. You know, I say that, is it so difficult for folks to do the right thing? Is it so difficult for folks with millions of dollars to do the freaking right thing? All you got to do is live your life in a happy way and help others who can find their way. But if you have some warped way to do things, and we don't know what's going on, we're not on the inside of these two, but they were together for a long time. And sometimes, you know, like we said earlier, I think you said it as well, there are two sides to every story. There's
very
two sides to every coin. It may seem, sometimes things seem like it's this or that, and we don't really know. And it could very much be a money grab. It could very much not be a money grab. We just are not on the inside of their relationship. Should we be, Michael? Should we be?
No.
I mean, here's the thing. When you have somebody super powerful, they can be blackmailed easily, kind of like the Michael Jackson thing, because
right.
I believe this is what they say. Oh, well, listen, if you don't give me $30 million, which is, I believe, what they're alleging she has asked for from him to keep it quiet, which is really buckle down to like hush, you know, trying to, you know, get him to pay up hush money, or and I don't know what's inside their case. I'm just saying what people normally do, that
mm-hmm.
they're going to go to the media because all they have to do is kind of say the allegation. Doesn't mean there's real reality with it or that it's legitimate. But all they have to do is connect your name to some smithereen report that may be totally untrue. And you're doomed. Your career is done. I look at, you know, to me, I think actor Will Smith is going to have, like, in my opinion, a challenge. Not that he's been accused of anything like this, not at all. So let me be clear about that. Just
right.
Jada has been out there promoting her book, called Worthy, and with that, she's been really kind of throwing Will under the bus. I think everybody knows that. But
wow.
But she has clearly stated her case, and it's out there. She tells her side of the story as well, and I think that's interesting, and Will has supported that as well, so you know, what can we say? We're on the outside. But if I really look at all of these things, we see the famous, the rich, all these little cracks are getting wider. And, you know, and things are just popping open with their, you know, all the little things that they've been kind of hiding, so to speak. And I think that that's true of anybody. That's why you kind of have to learn to live your life a little bit better as you get older, I think. So those things that
very
you did when you were younger,
so.
Maybe. I don't know, Michael. What do you say? What does Michael Hopkins say?
It just looks like, Carrie, a lot of these things are catching up to a lot of the people that we hold such high esteem for, and you know, we support them in the movies, their acting career, all of that stuff. And then some of them may have a dark side that never really came out. And now all of a sudden, these allegations come out. And it's just, we just have to see. But like you're saying, Carrie, we start seeing patterns in some people, some of these people. We just start seeing patterns. And it's like the Hoover Dam. All of a sudden, things start to crack. And as you say, it could be a money grab. Who knows? It could be they could just say, I'm going to tell the media if you don't do this. And we see it a lot.
And your career is toast. Because
yeah,
even there will always be some who will believe it, and then
right.
there will be some who will not. But once you have that association, your name has that association, wow.
Yeah, you get tainted.
I would
Karen.
Even want people to think that, you know, how awful is that?
Wow.
And this
I
is
mean,
not something that
yeah.
is going to quickly go away.
No, and it doesn't. It does not go away.
Aside and pay the money because didn't Michael Jackson pay the family? Like in the first case,
I think if I remember he did. And it just,
because
and the person
remember,
just,
all it was the same kind of thing where the family said, according to what we now know, and alleged abuse, that they were going to go public, whether it was true or not. Here's the thing. When you have these powerful people or anybody, remember gossip, and we don't know what happened, but I'm just saying in general, gossip is there's always a kernel of truth in it. So it's usually not the whole thing is true. But when it comes to gossip and innuendo, it sounds like it could be true. And that's how it catches fire and spreads so quickly. And again, anything negative can spread at 5 times the speed of anything that's true. And so because of what folks want to believe. And so, you know, I don't blame Michael at first. Maybe that was the only option. I don't know. In a way, others say, well, if you're really innocent, you never pay the money. And other folks say, well, if you pay the money, you want it to go away so you can continue with your career. $30 million, was, you know, or that kind of money is nothing to a lot of these super wealthy individuals.
Right.
Then new allegations were brought. You know, and here's when, and we're talking about Michael case in this point. In this moment, and that was when those new allegations came out. Again, I was really mad at Michael. I remember Michael Hopkins. I was mad at Michael Jackson because at that time, because I didn't understand what the news narrative was that here he made it through the first one, his career was back on track, and here we go again with new allegations. But this time, Michael fought. This time, he fought and went to court and was not having it. And what happened? He was successful in his case. So this is really, but here's the thing, the damage. I never thought he was going to come back after that. But he's Michael Jackson. And he is
very
career
much so.
Rebound. And he was able to continue on in his career. You know, but look, the only reason I was mad at the time, because we love Michael Jackson so very much and the whole Jackson family. But I think at that time I was looking at it that why would you put yourself in the position that others can say these things? But Michael Hopkins, sometimes even if you don't put yourself in a position, they can still say anything.
Right,
so,
Carrie. They'll still come at you. They will still
come
at you.
They can still come at you, and it could still be just as abusive. Right. And just as career, you know, affecting as ever. So what do you do, Michael? What do you suggest?
Wow. You know, and it's just so hard, Carrie. It is just so hard. You might fight the battle and win the battle, and then you turn around and you lose the war. So it's just so hard to say, because, you know, they're on the inside as entertainers, actors, entrepreneurs, so forth, and they really know what's real and what is just fake and phony when somebody's coming at them. So a lot of times I'm just guessing that they do what they think is right at the time to keep, like, their career going, or to keep their business going, or they do these things because they know that it could be one thing, you know, Carrie. It could be a picture. It could be a recording. And it could be many things. We've had other famous people over the years, and it could have been one thing, or it could have been a government agency going after that person, and they just did everything they could to get any piece of evidence on that person that could turn into something. Or they would leak little things to the press. They would do all of these things. You know, Dr. King was an example of that, that they tried so hard to just go after him. Malcolm X. I mean, it's, wow.
That, you know, with there's the public and then there's the smear campaigns.
Right.
Powerful person, you know, but I don't know, because to me, especially going back to the alleged abuse that Cassie is saying about Sean Puffy Combs, again, they were in a relationship for years, like 10 years or what have you.
Right.
She's the Me and You singer that was a huge hit, and I just, yeah, she's looking for a payday. I mean, I don't know that, but that's what he's saying, and that it could ruin his reputation. So it's real awful. So this is alleged. We don't know what's going on. Sean, folks have issued a statement just so that everybody is aware that he denies all of these allegations and is really saying that that's what it sounds like, a pay date. I'm sorry, you know, trying to get a pay date. I'm going to see if we can get the actual statement up on the line. But, yeah, this is a lot to unpack today, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes, it is, Carrie. And it's just going to be just on and on. And just doing this lawsuit in a U.S. district court in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You know,
it's going to go on.
Wow. And his lawyer, and Combs' lawyer, basically said he issued a statement saying that his client vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations.
Outrageous allegations, exactly.
Wow.
And that as well on everything from the Today Show to ABC News, everywhere. So Entertainment Weekly, everybody's all over this. This is explosive.
Would you just pay
the $30 million, Michael?
I would have just took care of it. I would have said, okay, here you go. And then get them to sign some type of agreement to just go away.
Really? So tell us why. Because if you're not guilty, why would you think that would be the way to go? Or because in the world, the court of public opinion, even if you're innocent, you're guilty.
Right, you're still going to be guilty, and that's the way I look at it.
Are you saying that this could cost you more than $30 million in terms of your reputation?
Right, In
so
the long term, yeah.
Out.
Yeah, in the long term of things, the long run, no matter what you do, it's always going to, some people, it's going to be in the back of their mind that you're guilty, no matter what you do. Some people are going to still think you're guilty. That may affect any business dealings that he has in the future, where people kind of look at you sideways, and they may not want to deal with you on some of these big projects and things that he does. We see it all the time with athletes. They get accused of certain things, and then all of a sudden, the big corporations drop them like a hot potato. They just drop them. And it takes some time to rebuild that reputation.
Wow. Well, this story is going to continue, and the Hair Radio Morning Show will be following it like all of you. And we'll be talking about it next week when we return to the airwaves on Tuesday. That's our next live show, Tuesday the 21st of November.
Oh,
I had to get that clear. We'll be back on Tuesday the 21st of November. That's our next live show. Michael, it was a great week. We had a great week on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes,
we really
did.
We started with the Vet Talk Radio Show and tinnitus, and and we ended it with this new allegation.
Yes. Oh yes, I can't wait to continue the tinnitus talk next week, Carrie, because I've gotten some feedback.
Right.
From that, I've gotten some great feedback from some of the vets.
Well,
you know,
we got 30 seconds.
Like
anything you can quickly say?
Oh yes, it's always the education project of this, Carrie. You get so many people; they've never been educated on something as little as tinnitus. A tinnitus claim can actually take you to 100%, Carrie Hines.
Oh,
just
well,
a little
ten.
Hold
that
gotta hold
for
that thought. Yeah, can't let the beans out.
This. We will unpack all of that on Tuesday's show on the
Best
Talk Radio Show at 8:30 Eastern on Tuesday. So don't go anywhere, folks. You know, just remember that we'll be on Tuesday. The whole show airs from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And but next week, we're only broadcasting on Tuesday. So, again, we're celebrating the holiday the rest of the week. So, again, it's Fan Day Friday. It's been awesome on the 17th of November, 2023. If you should miss or have missed any part of our broadcast, we will be sharing it through our Facebook pages, our social media connections, and all of that. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, what was your favorite part of the broadcast this week, Michael? Anything?
Wow, one of my favorite parts, music, Carrie. You know, I'm always a sucker for classic music when you put it on there.
Well, you actually brought us right to the exact place that we need it to be. So we're going to close on out with our Christmas launch this year, as we so often. It's not official until we've heard this song. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Here's Mariah Carey. To take us on out into the weekend. Make it a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, the 21st of November of 2023. Enjoy the weekend, folks.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. My wish.